Hi Podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in to our messages. If you want more information about our service times, campus locations, or anything else, why don't you check us out at planetshakers.com. Now for the sermon. Today we've got Pastor Sam Evans speaking on What Do You Think? We pray it blesses you.
So, what do you think? What we think is so vital for a victorious and successful life. It's in our hearts and our minds that we actually connect with God. When God tries to speak to us and when we speak to God, sometimes we use our mouth, but so often we'll just do it in our minds. And so this is why having a renewed mind is so powerful, because it enables us to communicate with God more effectively. As we think, you know, we're thinking thoughts to God, we're talking to God, and He is talking to us. So we hear God through our minds. And so that's why as Christians, we need to be diligent about what we are allowing to come into our minds. What we think needs to be influenced by God and His Word. So if we speak to God in our mind, if we connect with God in our mind, the same can be said of the enemy. That the enemy can sow seeds of doubt and unbelief and negativity into our minds as well. And so this is why we need to fight against the negativity. We need to fight in our minds against the depression, against the fear, against the doubts, because we don't want to hear what the enemy has to say. We only want to hear what God has to say. Amen? And so because out of our thinking stems our action. See, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Our thinking comes first and then the actions. When our thinking is according to God and His Word and His truth, then our actions are going to be kingdom, God's kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And so this is where our mind is just so very important. I want to give you an example of my own life. It was last Wednesday morning. The alarm went off, and it went off at 6 a.m. And as soon as I woke up, I mean, my schedule has been quite busy lately. And so physically, I was tired. And my thoughts that when the alarm went off, my thoughts were negative. I'm tired. I need a rest. I don't know how I can keep going. These are the thoughts that are going through my mind. Now, I know that they are not God thoughts. I know they're not thoughts according to the Word of God. But sometimes we allow these thoughts to go over and over in our heads. And that started to affect my actions. Why? Because I stayed in bed. I didn't jump out of bed to get ready to get to prayer meeting on time. I stayed in bed, and I stayed in bed with my thoughts. Eventually, I got out of bed. Was my attitude great? No, it wasn't great. I got ready for prayer meeting and I allowed all of these negative thoughts to go over and over in my head. In fact, these thoughts started to spill into what I had to do that day. I had so many things to do that day, and I had a corporate prayer that night, and I had discipleship, and so my mind was going through all of these negative thoughts. I kept thinking negatively to the point where I was driving to prayer meeting, and all of a sudden as I was sitting at the light, I'm like, hang on, what's going on here? That's not me. That's not what God has got for me. He's got a great day for me. I know that the prayer meeting is going to be beneficial for me. I know that as I pray, God is going to renew my strength. And I started to change my thinking. I shook off the negative thoughts. I shook off those thoughts of I'm tired, I'm busy, I've got so much to do. And I switched my thoughts into God kind of thoughts. And I began to think, oh God, this is going to be an awesome day. I know You are going to move powerfully. I know You're going to listen to our prayers. And as soon as I changed my thinking, church, I want us to understand the power in this. I could sense the presence of God. Why? Because I'm communing with God in my thoughts. I'm thinking the way God thinks. I'm getting my thinking into kingdom. to do that, I started to commune with God, and all of a sudden faith began to spring up in my heart as I thought, this is going to be a great prayer meeting. I walked into this auditorium and I joined in agreement with every single other person that hadn't allowed negativity to dominate their thoughts, who had gotten out of bed, who'd made that decision, I'm going to seek the Lord. And honestly, it was such a powerful prayer meeting. But I want to tell you, my whole day changed. My actions started to change because my thinking was changing. It was an incredible day. It was a powerful day. And as soon as I got to that corporate prayer meeting, I'm like, oh, I'm ready. We're going to have a supernatural encounter with God. Our prayers are going to change people's lives. And it was amazing. God moved so powerfully. This is the power of our thinking. Because our actions are a result of our thinking. If you're thinking depressed thoughts, if you're thinking discouraging thoughts, if you are partnering with the thoughts from the enemy, then your actions are going to be according to those thoughts. This is why it's so important for us, church. We have got to get our thinking into kingdom order. And that's what today's message is all about, getting our thoughts into kingdom order. Why? Because challenges come our way. And we've got to have the mind of Christ. See, everywhere Christ went, everywhere Jesus went, He overcame every obstacle, no matter how impossible it seemed, because He had the right kind of thinking, because He had God kind of thinking. Every situation that He came up against, He had the power, He had the anointing, He had that miracle working power to see every obstacle overcome. And that's what God wants to do in our lives. Even with lockdowns, even with the threat of a particular virus, we need to have the mind of Christ and not listen to the lies of the enemy. Now, are you ready to read some scripture? I've got a lot of scripture for us to read today. Why did I want to read so many scriptures? Because I know the Word of God is more powerful than my words. I know the Word of God is alive and active. That's what I think. I think God's Word is the most powerful word in the whole entire world. So we're going to read some scripture. Why don't you get your phone out, your Bible out, and why don't you follow and read along with me today? Get our minds into what God's Word says. It says this in Colossians chapter 2, a powerful passage of Scripture. I want you to know how much I've agonized for you and for the church at Laodicea. Sounds like me and Planet Shakers. And for many other believers who have never met me personally, I want them to have I want them to be encouraged and knit together by strong ties of love. I want them to have complete confidence that they understand God's mysterious plan, which is Christ Himself. In Him lie hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I am telling you this so no one will deceive you with well-crafted arguments. For though I am far away from you, my heart is with you, and I rejoice that you are living as you should and that your faith in Christ is strong. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow Him. Let your roots grow down into Him and let your lives be built on Him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. Don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world, rather than from Christ. For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. So you also are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority. When you came to Christ, you were circumcised, but not by a physical procedure. Christ performed a spiritual circumcision, the cutting away of your sinful nature. For you were buried with Christ when you were baptized, and with him you were raised to new life because you trusted the mighty power of God who raised Christ from the dead. You were dead because of your sins and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all of our sins. He cancelled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. In this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross. Powerful scripture. And then it goes on to in Colossians 3:1. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in his glory. Do we understand what I've just read, church? How powerful is Jesus? Everything we need is found in him, but it's so important that we start to set our thinking, set our sights, set our focus on things above, the things that are not on this earth. Come on, we got to get our thinking out of what the media is saying, out of what the news broadcast is saying, and we've got to get our thinking on the thoughts of Jesus Christ. He has done away with our sin, but not only that, he has done away with sickness. He has done away with poverty. He has overcome fear. He has overcome depression. Our Jesus is victorious over everything and every situation that we face. And we cannot be led astray by the lies of the enemy. This scripture says that he has been rendered powerless. He has no authority. The enemy has no authority over your life. He has no authority over your finances. He has no authority over your health. And he has no authority over your future. Do I have an amen? Come on, in every household, in every bedroom, every kitchen, wherever you're watching from, would I get an amen in your heart to Jesus is the key. Jesus is the victorious one. And in him, we have that same victory. So see, we cannot be caught up with these vain philosophies of the world. That's exactly what the enemy wants. He wants us to partner with his rubbish and his lies. And so easily, because our thoughts are not renewed, then they don't know the word of God, or they don't know the truth of God. This is why reading the Bible and filling your mind with the promises of God is so powerful and so important, so that we can detect the lies of the enemy, so we can fall out of agreement with those lies, just like I did last Wednesday morning. I came out of agreement with those lies, because every time I would think those negative thoughts, it had a negative effect upon my body. When I said I'm tired, my whole body is being tired. But as soon as I started to think the way God had me to think, that this is good for me, it's good for me to get up early and seek the Lord, all of a sudden his power, his strength, his anointing was renewing my physical body. I was not exhausted through the day, but I tell you, if I had let those thoughts go over and over in my head, I'm pretty sure that I would have been on the couch late at night going, I'm so tired. Whereas I came home and I went, oh, that was a good day. What else does the word of God say? In Ephesians 2, you used to live in sin, just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. See, we got to stop letting the devil influence our situation. Let God transform your mind. Let Him transform the way you think so that your actions will see the kingdom of God come on earth as it is in heaven. We give the enemy way too much influence over our thinking. Romans 12:2 says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. See that? Our thinking will influence our actions. We get changed into a new person because we start to think differently. Then you will learn to know God's will for you. Why? Because our thinking is the way we connect with God. We hear God in our thoughts, in our heart, which is good and pleasing and perfect. We want to know God's good, pleasing, perfect will for our lives, don't we? So let's change the way we think. In Ephesians 4:22-24, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Another word we could say is desire and thinking. Corrupted by desire, wrong desire and thinking. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Isn't it amazing how these two things are connected? Our thinking will affect our attitude. Our attitude will affect the way we operate in life. This is why it's so important. Get that thinking right. Get it pure. Get it filled with the righteousness of God. Get it filled with the promises of God. And it will start to affect your attitude. Your attitude will change. That no matter the diagnosis, no matter the obstacle, no matter what they report on the media, we will have an attitude of Christ that says, you know what? Nothing is impossible for my God. I know He'll equip me. I know He'll enable me. I know He'll strengthen me. He said, instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. You see, as we start changing our thinking and our attitudes, we start to become who God really created us to be. And that is His representatives here on earth, children of God. We start to think and act like our Father. The thinking comes first. It affects our attitude. And then because all of those things are right, we will start walking. We will start acting like we're meant to. 2 Corinthians 10:3, we are humans, but we don't wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey God. This is how powerful it is. We've got to take captive those rebellious thoughts. What are these rebellious thoughts? I can't overcome. I can't be free. I won't get healed. I'll never succeed. I'm not good enough. I can't forgive. God can't forgive me. I will fail. These are the rebellious thoughts of our sinful nature. See, this is not what God thinks of you. He says, I've created you to be more than a conqueror. I've created you to overcome. Just like I have overcome the world, He has given us that same tenacity, that same determination, if we would just start thinking the way He thinks. And so some of these thoughts that go through our mind, that rattle on in our thinking that we can't do things or it's another lockdown. Oh no, what am I going to do? We start to partner with fear. We start to partner with depression. No, friend, shake yourself out of that. Start to partner just like we've seen it done before. God comes through as we seek Him, as we determine in our hearts, we're going to take captive those dumb thoughts, those negative thoughts, those destructive thoughts, and I'm going to start filling my mind with the promises of God because I want to connect with God. I want to hear what He has to say. I've got to stop allowing fear and worry and insecurity to come every time we come up against an obstacle, every time we come up against some kind of mountain, every time there's some diagnosis over us. Come on, we are children of God. You know what we need to say? No, I do not accept that. That is not my destiny. That is not God's will for my life. I'm going to start to connect with God in my mind. I'm going to start to fill my mind with the possibilities of God because I want to hear what He has to say. And when you listen in, you'll hear Him say, I've healed you by my stripes. You're going to hear Him say, I sent my word and healed all your diseases. You'll hear Him say, I am Jehovah Jireh, your provider. Come on, you'll hear Him talk to you. And as you hear the thoughts of Christ, the declarations of our God, the promises of God, you see, this is where our spirit starts to get built up and we start to believe and we start to hope and we start to act differently because all our thoughts are the thoughts of Christ, the thoughts of possibility, the thoughts of my miracles just around the corner. See, in Philippians 4, 6 to 8, it says, don't worry about anything. Wow, that's a pretty broad statement. Don't worry about anything. Let that minister to your heart this morning, this afternoon, wherever you're watching from, whatever time zone you're in. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Such a powerful statement. Don't worry about anything. Your finances, your relationships, your future, your employment, your business, your education. Don't worry about anything. But instead, pray about everything. See, this is where in our minds, as we pray, as we talk to God, we're in this communion with God. Our thoughts, our attitudes are going towards God. They're not allowing the circumstances to rattle around in our heads. Instead, we are communing with God. And then as we commune with God about everything that we're going through, everything that we need, there is a divine exchange, and it's an exchange of peace. You see, worry disturbs your peace. Anxiety disturbs your peace. It disconnects you from the truth of God's word. It disconnects you from God, and you get lost in your own little world, looking at your own little ability to get through, or your own little bit of finances, or whatever it may be. It's you just trying to work out your own stuff. But when you pray about everything, you're talking to God about everything, about your children, about your spouse, about your education and your ability to learn. Oh, come on. As you talk to Him, what are you going to hear? You're going to hear His perfect will over your life. And His perfect will is that you are going to succeed in everything you do. Oh, come on, Planet Shakers, this is for you today. This is an encouragement from God today. So our remedy is prayer. Pray and get your mind, think. Come on, think about God. Think about His promises. See, worry is fearful thinking going over and over in your mind, and it produces death. Come on, it saps your faith. It steals your hope. But when you fill your mind with the possibilities of God, then your heart is filled with faith. Your heart is filled with joy. It's filled with peace, knowing that God is going to take care of everything. Why? Because you're His child. Ephesians 6:18, it says, pray in the Spirit at all times, on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. This is why we are going to get together through this lockdown at lunchtime every single day. We want you to tune in and we want you to pray with us. What is that? That's getting our thinking according to God's word. He's saying, pray at all times. If you're going through a difficult situation right now, pray. Don't talk about it. Don't ring your friend and discuss it. Don't look up on the internet everything that they're going to say about your situation. I want you to pray. Get your mind filled with the possibilities of God. See, Isaiah 26:3, it says, you will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. How do you receive peace? Oh, it's so easy. Trust in God. Fix your thoughts on Him. Think about Him. Think about everything that Jesus has accomplished for you. When He died on that cross, think of how He lived. And he showed us this incredible example of a kingdom life. The kingdom of God being manifest through Jesus is filled with miracles and seeing the impossible become possible. It's so amazing how in God's word there is everything we need. There are these incredible promises. And so this is what I want us to do also. I want us to open the Word of God every single day. Let's not just do it for lockdown. Let's not just do it for, I don't know, hard times. I need a word because I got hard times. No, you just need a word every single day. So I want you to be opening up your Bible because I want you to see who God is. I want you to focus on who He is and let your heart and your mind go towards being renewed by who He is. And we see so many scriptures, we see so many things in the Word of God where when we fill our mind with His Word and we fill our mind, our thoughts with what He says over us, it starts to change the way we respond to life. You'll see on your screen right now all of these things that are in the Word of God about who He is, the Alpha and Omega, the first and last, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Come on, He is like no other. He is amazing. He's powerful. And we see time and time again within His word, there is an answer for every situation that we face. And so this last scripture before we're going to pray says John 14:27, I am leaving you with a gift. Peace of mind and heart. See, this is where the Word of God's so powerful. It's not just our thinking, it's our attitude as well. And so He's giving us this gift of peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So this is where you cannot find this true peace doing things your own way, doing things according to the flesh, doing things according to man's philosophies and reason. This is where you will receive this perfect peace by getting your mind and your heart on God. So don't be troubled or afraid. I want to encourage you, Planet Shakers, don't be troubled or afraid. Why can I so confidently encourage you in this? Because I know who God is. I know He is faithful to His word. I know He wants to move so powerfully in your life. I know He wants to strengthen you and build you up in your most holy faith. I know out of this lockdown, we are going to come back in the name of Jesus this coming Sunday, and we are going to rejoice together, and we're going to worship together, and we're going to come around His word together, and we are going to be the church, and nothing can stop the church. Nothing can prevail against the church. Why? Because Jesus is head of the church. He has all dominion and all authority. And He wants us to be the church. But part of being the church is thinking like Jesus. And so right now, I want to encourage every single one of us. Could you lay hands on your head and on your heart? One hand on your head, one hand on your heart. I want you to close your eyes wherever you're at. And I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to help you right now. I'm believing for a miracle to take place. I'm believing that as we pray right now, every negative thought will be dispelled. Every fear, every depression, every anxiety will be broken off your mind and heart. Because what did the Bible say? Don't be anxious for anything. Pray. Pray about everything. Pray on every occasion. We're going to pray, and this peace is going to come to your heart and mind, and you're going to start to think differently, respond differently, feel differently. And because you are doing that differently, you're going to start acting differently. So get ready. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your power being poured out upon every single person listening and watching. Thank you for your anointing that breaks the yoke of depression, that breaks the yoke of fear, that breaks the yoke of anxiety, that breaks the yoke of every lie from the enemy. I thank you. He is defeated. He has no power over us. And so, God, we repent right now of believing His doubts, believing those seeds of discord that He's sown into our minds and our hearts, causing us not to look to You. We break that off us right now in Jesus' name. I break off every diagnosis. I break off every test result. I break it off now in the name of Jesus. Those thoughts, God, of that test result, Lord, we break that cycle now in Jesus' name. And instead, God, we connect our thoughts to You. We know who You are. You're a faithful God. You're our deliverer. You're our strong tower. You're our cleft in the rock. You're our provider. You are our peace. You're our healer. You're our redeemer. You're our king. You are our God. And instead, God, we make a decision to think about You. Think about Your kingdom. Think about how my life is going to be incredible, because You're my God. You're my Father. You're my provider. We give You praise. Come on, would you give Him praise right now? Wherever you're watching from, praise Him that He's the God of the breakthrough. Praise Him that He's got great things in store for you, because He has good plans for your life. Oh, thank You, Jesus, for this breaking of this stronghold in our mind of thinking. We demolish it now in the name of Jesus. I plead Your precious blood over our minds and our hearts. Cleanse us right now from all of this negative thinking, all this doubt-filled thinking, God. And instead, oh, fill us, Holy Spirit. Fill us, empower us, strengthen us. Oh, let Your peace that transcends all our understanding, let that guard our hearts and minds right now. Thank You, Holy Spirit. Thank You, we receive it. Come on, church, receive that by faith. Oh, we receive that ability, God, to think as You think, to have the attitude of Christ. Thank You, Lord, we disengage with all of the rubbish that has been spread over our world, God. You're our healer. And I thank You, Jesus, You are going to heal our world of coronavirus. I thank You, Jesus, by Your stripes we are healed. I thank You, You paid the price when You died on that cross. You paid it for our healing, God. no sickness, no disease. In fact, every single person that is carrying a sickness and disease, would you receive that healing anointing? Come on, fill your mind with the word of God. Fill your mind with the promises of God. You are healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We receive that. We receive your touch. We receive your strength now in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I know he's touching people right now. I know he's ministering to you right now. Wherever you are, here in Melbourne or Geelong or around the world or in any of our campuses overseas, I know he's moving. I know he's touching you. Why? Because I know who he is, and he is faithful to his word. He even said and promised us there'll be signs and wonders following the preaching of the word. Come on, church, you've got to fill your mind with his word.
Hey, it's been so great that you've been able to join us today. I hope that your faith is filled. If you have any prayer requests or you want to connect with us any further at Planet Shakers, why don't you be a part?